Good to get out there in the heat today. Sweat out those demons. It's far away.
How'd you think Victor looked?
His groin's still bothering him a little bit, yeah.
So is that the plan, what he did out there? Is that dictated by him not feeling great with him?
It's still bothering him.
What's the plan going forward with him?
Take a look at him tomorrow. We'll get treatment tonight, and then we'll take a look at him tomorrow, see how he's feeling.
Do you have any more clarity on Eli Apple and how long he might be sidelined?
It's a muscle. He has a slight muscle strain.
Muscle strain, you said?
Yes.
STR.
Thank you.
When you watched Ryan, did you see signs of him moving on from the other night? Did he look more, himself?
As far as his play today?
Yeah, as far as his practice.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan's going to bounce back. You know, he's a pro. He's a guy that's going to come in. He's going to prepare. He's going to go about his business the right way and attack practice the same way he always has.
Does everything with Victor change because of the injuries he's had in the past with how you have to handle him here? I know you say it was just tightness before, but yeah. Now it's still bothering him.
I mean, like with any player, we had a couple guys who were sore from the game. He didn't play in the game, but if he's not, filling up the par and can't push through, then he cannot practice.
But he hasn't played in 2 years. Does that change it for you, for the way you have to handle it?
No. I listened to the medical report.
Talk about Jeremy Davis. It's a good question.
Guy, quarterbacks trust him and can count on him.
Andre Williams was talking about how he remade his body in the offseason. Have you noticed the difference on the field as a result of that?
Yeah, he's sleeker, definitely sleeker. Has a little more burst. He seems to be like a man on a mission. So it was nice to see him respond with some carries last week. We'll see how he responds moving forward.
What do you think that mission is?
I think he wants to touch the ball.
How much did you see that in the game with him?
See?
That did a difference in him in the game.
Yeah, I think there were a couple shots of him dipping in and running out and showing nice burst there on the perimeter. Put his pads down, ran behind his pads. He's always done that, though. He's always been able to move piles. He's just a little sleeker now.
Then is there, keep going back to Cruz, and I know there's uncertainty here, but is there a moment where you have to kind of put a clock on what you see from him and how fast he's coming along?
One thing you learn is you never say never in this business. You never know when someone's going to turn the corner.
What have you seen out of Stanford so far this summer?
Yeah, he does a nice job situationally. He'll flash in the pass rush for you. I think he has a skill set to work with in special teams. He just has to put it all together and be consistent and, play with that fire every snap.
How's Leon Hall coming along, and what's the plan with him going forward?
We'll get him a little more work this week. Especially we'll evaluate and see how Eli's doing. And he'll have a chance to get more work and see how he does in the game.
Is he picking it up, coming along in that
Absolutely, yeah. He's played a lot of football, especially inside, so it's pretty natural for him.
We're pretty far out, but expect Eli Manning to play against the Buffalo.
We'll see.
One of the guys who seemed to be in the mix on the line was Adam Gaddis. The game he had the other night didn't look too good. I mean, was he sick or anything?
He had a rough night. He needs to bounce back this week.
Because, it looked like he wasn't with the second unit when he went out there today.
We're going to give some other guys some opportunities in practice and in the game, and Adam's going to have to fight his way back into the mix.
What did you see from Emmett Cleary? He was one of those that gave him that opportunity today.
Well, I'm going to go in and look at the film. I have my eyes on everything. The defense
had
a nice
day. I mean, from
the other
day to get him, he was the guy, one of the guys that was jumped in on the second.
Yeah, next man up. He's the next man up. He was in line. He's done a nice job for us, so he's going to get an opportunity. We're going to get a lot of guys opportunities and see who wants it more.
You said yesterday the idea of Sterling would get individuals plus. Obviously, he got plus today.
Yeah.
Right, exactly where he needs to be. To kind of move past.
Yeah, I think he was a little sore too, but he fought through it, and he got a little more than we anticipated.
Where are you overall in your progression here? Does anything change it once you start going into games of what you're expecting out here in practice or trying to get accomplished?
Repeat the question.
you're into a game, you're further into your progression here in the summer. Does anything change in what you're trying to get accomplished?
No, we're still in training camp mode right now. I mean, we didn't do much to prepare for Miami. It was all about us, and we wanted to throw guys into the fire and see how they responded. And we'll do more of the same this week. We'll spend a little more time on Buffalo, but not much.
When do you consider training camp mode? I mean, officially it ends tomorrow, but in your mind, does it still keep going?
For a little bit. Yeah, for a little bit. I'm not going to give you a set date. We officially, the vets break, the five-year, our vet select group breaks tomorrow night. But we still have the young guys around for a few more days after that. So till after the Buffalo game, we're still in training camp mode.
What can you take from the young receivers in a game like Friday where there wasn't a lot going on in the passing group? How do you evaluate
that? That's tough. You know, I need to do a better job getting those guys opportunities. That's my responsibility. We didn't get enough balls in the air to them, and we need to take care of that this week. We need to give those guys a chance to make plays.
How do you feel about the defensive linebacker is three up front?
One more time?
The defensive linebacker is three up front.
The linebackers?
Mm-hmm.
I think we have a lot of good competition right there. They're fighting through it. Jasper and Shep are competing inside, and then yeah, BJ, he just walked out, but BJ was in here a little bit ago, and he played a lot of snaps the other night, and we see him getting better with reps.
Do